Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd spent a long, dark Antarctic winter at the South Pole. For 4 long months, he lived absolutely alone conducting scientific experiments. During this time, he never saw a sunrise. For in the Antarctic, when the sun sets, it is for the duration of a long winter. On one occasion, he grew restless in the little hut he had built, so he decided to take a brisk walk to refresh himself. Dressing as warmly as possible, he set out across the frozen ice, thoroughly enjoying himself. Soon, though, his pleasure turned to concern. He suddenly realized he had gone farther than he had anticipated. The site of his little hut had disappeared. It was snowing, and the snow had quickly covered his tracks. He realized that if he wandered aimlessly across the frozen wasteland, he would freeze in a few hours. No human being was ever more alone than he was at that moment. It is the measure of the man that he didn't panic. He had a stave of kind of walking stick with him, so he drove it into the ice. "Here is my center," he thought. "The hut cannot be far, so if I can keep the center in sight, I can try out different directions until I find the hut." Once across the ice and back, twice and back, he just could not go far enough to find the hut, and the storm limited his visibility. As he came back the third time, he grew more concerned. But then the clouds blew back, and in the distance he saw the little hut, which was his home. It was the stave which gave him direction that saved his life. 2,000 years ago, Roman soldiers took a cross and drove it in the ground outside the city of Jerusalem. That cross has been a direction finder for men everywhere. "I must needs go home by the way of the cross," wrote the songwriter. "There's no other way but this." That cross gives direction to humankind because it reminds us that not only is all time divided by his coming, but that it was here that God demonstrated his true love for humankind. Centuries before Christ came, the psalmist wrote, "This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." Notice those words, "He will be our guide even unto death." Christianity is unique in many ways, but one of them is its narrowness. Luke, the man who wrote more of the New Testament than even the Apostle Paul, said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." If Christ is the way to God, the way, the truth, and the life, as he said, how then do you make him your Savior? Paul explained, "God made him to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." John also said, "As many as received him, to them God gave the authority to become his sons, even to those who believe on his name." Christianity is not a legalistic system, not even a matter of joining a club or a church. It isn't a list of do's and don'ts. It's a relationship. A relationship with one who was born at Bethlehem, who lived among us. Now, to receive him as Lord and Savior and to walk in his footsteps is exactly what is necessary to make heaven your home at the end of life's journey. As Admiral Byrd was guided to the safety and warmth of that little hut, so you can let the cross guide you across the barren wastelands of life to heaven's door. The cross still leads home. In your mind's eye, can you picture that dark, forlorn character as he made his way back and forth across the ice, getting more restless and anxious by the moment? He knew if he couldn't find the hut, he was lost. That's the way many people are today. They pace back and forth. They're looking for a way out of their trouble. You may be one of them. The way out is up. It is God. You can send email to guidelines@guidelines.org.